In this mad, crazy, mixed-up world, people can be, well, a little grumpy. Joy 94.9's very own resident grumpy gaze, yes, we all see the irony in that, Matt and Helen, or as we like to call them, the Greys, are about to take you on a wonderful weekly exploration of the grumpier side of life. Face it, embrace it, grumpy by name, grumpy by nature. It's time to get your grump on with the Grumpy Gaze.
Well, you might be a little hungry, you might be a little sad, or you could just be frustrated about the day you have had. Or maybe you're just tired, have a cold or lost a sock, and you say, don't cheer me up, oh, I sure don't want to talk, because you are grumpy.
Good evening and welcome to Grumpy Gaze. This is Joy 94.9. I am Matt, and I'm joined here tonight by my equally grumpy co-host, Helen.
Hello, and we're on lockdown, where you've been down to Digger's Rest. You've got our poo paper off the back of the ute from Bruce and Karen.
I stocked up.
So we're
on
all
the black market, or the brown market, actually.
Brown market. So we're all set. We're set here in the Grumpy Gaze stronghold. And,
although I'm viewing you with slight suspicion, Helen, because I don't think we're more than 1.5 metres apart, are we at the moment?
This is probably very, very true.
Yes,
so
we're cooped up.
We are cooped up. And haven't we got a multitude of malaise and an overabundance of grievances, gripes and grumble-bumming tonight? I think the world has it at the moment.
If I had to describe my week, one word, pedestrian.
Pedestrian.
If that pedestrian was on crutches trying to cross the Tullamarine Freeway at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Lovely. Excellent.
Anyway, so coming up on tonight's show, regular segment, It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. Share your toys and play nice.
Well, we all don't like to share our toys, so that'll be an interesting one.
Depends what toys they are.
This is true. Now, our favourite segment, Melbourne. We need to talk. Now, Miss Melbourne is out of the naughty corner. She's off the timeout step. And tonight, your dossier gets another file inserted into it about pretension.
Pretension. You know, considering we're in troubled times, I did actually consider giving her a bit of a break this week. And then I thought, no. Parents say the darndest things. We're trying out a new segment tonight. We'll see how this one goes. But I got a bit to say on this.
Fantastic. Of course, we have Egypt of the Week, and this has something to do with vegan joggers.
Okay. And of course, our grump in Resident of the Royalty of Rant, our little AGM, the angry gay man himself, Doug Acker Randy McRant, will be dialing in. And he'll be giving us one of his high-pitched diatribes tonight, I'm sure.
Unless he's come down an octave or two, but I doubt that highly. And of course, our grumpy gay music theme of the week, and I've got nothing with this one, Mr. Gray. Well, this is all you.
You never do when it's my week, but you know, you're going to learn something this week. I went to see an artist recently in Melbourne from the late 70s, 80s, and her name was Evelyn Champagne King, and I reckon everybody's middle name should be Champagne. Oh, although I was thinking about this, and I was thinking, what would mine be? Matt to Buck Chuck Warren, maybe?
It may...
What would yours be, Helen? Helen VB? Gents?
No? Excuse me, Helen Tequila Gents.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
You know, you're going a bit hardcore there.
I am.
Anywho, the grumpy gay music theme for the week
is,
in sort of relation to that, is high energy.
Well, given how little energy both you and I have at the moment, this is going to be an interesting one.
Well,
high energy.
Well, you know, you may not know about it, but it changed the course of music history. Well, it kind of took it down a dead-end road and broke down and the RACV had to be called. But believe me, you'll love it.
Excellent.
We're starting off with a classic.
A classic.
Paul Dukakis. Boom, boom, boom.
I'd like to talk to you. How's about coming back to my room for a little boom boom?
Gray, this week in It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, we are not discussing anything that has actually been discussed in overabundance over the course of the last few weeks here in Australia and globally. No, I have something far more important to talk about in this mad, 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 mad world, and that is about sharing your toys and playing nice, Mr. Gray.
Okay.
Now, this stems from a recent flight I had. I was on a kangaroo that flies,
okay,
as I am wont to do on a regular basis, and I'm sitting there, and I'm a polite traveller. I know that may shock you, Mr. Gray. I know it's completely out of character, but I am.
Okay.
And the trolley dollies...
That must kill you.
It does. It does.
Any flight over 5 hours, you must be like Doug by the end of it.
Oh, absolutely. But I do respect the fact that the trolley dollies have a job to do. And one of those jobs is the safety announcement.
Mm-hmm.
And I respectfully take my noise-cancelling headphones off, because you can bloody be assured, as soon as I sit down, I lock and load.
Right.
So no bastard next to me is trying to make conversation. So I'm locked and loaded, but I take my noise-cancelling headphones off, usually because I'm sitting in an exit row and I have to agree to help others, ha-ha, should there be an emergency.
Oh, they don't see you coming a mile off.
No, they don't, no. But the extra leg room's great.
Right.
Anywho, so I'm watching the display, the safety announcement.
Feigning attention.
I'm feigning attention, thank you, but I do it so well. Anywho, so what then happens is on the screen comes the little Qantas captain, you know, who tells us what's about to happen. And lo and behold, this actually piques my interest because it is a new announcement. It's a new safety reel I'm watching.
Yes.
And it's harking back to the long and proud history of said airline. Anyway, so I, as I said, I'm feigning illness and I'm watching this and we're going from, you
feigning
know.
Feigning illness.
Feigning illness. No, I'm not feigning illness. Sorry. I'm feigning.
One of the emergency rows fainted again. I don't think she's good for anything.
Exactly. Right? Okay, yeah. Feigning interest.
Right.
And it takes you through every decade and you're like, ah, isn't that funny? Is this over? Can I lock and load again? Thank you, people. And lo and behold, we get to the end of the reel and this new little snippet comes on, doesn't it? And the new little snippet says something along these lines, Mr. Gray. Please be respectful of your other co-passengers and respectful and polite to the staff on board. And I thought to myself, you have got to be effing joking. This is the point that we have moved to in this society, that we now actually have to tell people to be nice.
Yes.
And I think we can jump to a current situation and our illustrious leader, Scotty from marketing, and the words that will go down in history. This isn't Gillard's misogyny speech. This isn't Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream. This is Scotty from marketing saying, stop it.
Okay. Stop what? All of it.
Just stop it.
So what you're saying is you're not actually having a rant against said airline and the actual announcement. You're actually having a rant against the fact that said airline felt it necessary to add this into the in-flight instructions.
Yes.
Yeah, so this is a sign of the times where this announcement has not needed to be made before, but they're actually to a point now where they're so frustrated with the way people are behaving that they've felt the need to put this in as an instruction.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with it. This is something that is really maddening because I've seen this before. Now, I used to go to the gym back in my younger days. I know you wouldn't know looking at me now, but there was a gym in the UK that I used to go to, and there's a list of instructions, you know, make sure you put the weights back where they're supposed to be, make sure that you wipe down the benches and the gym equipment, blah, blah, don't shave your legs in the toilet or whatever yours was that time. And another one was be nice to each other. And I thought, wow. And I looked around actually at the people that go to the gym, and a lot of them were sort of big hulking gym bunnies, and they were very arrogant and very rude to each other. And I thought, this gym has felt a need to put in an instruction there to the meatheads that come here saying, one of the things you must do is be nice to each other.
But I don't think you can avoid roid rage, can you?
Well, no, probably not. You know, you're going into the lion's den with these things. So, yeah, it kind of almost harks back to your initial rant. I think it was room 666 in our first show that you wanted toilet signs put into.
Yes.
Room 666, because it's signs or it's instructions or it's having to be told the bloody obvious. The common sense elements of life now have to be given out as an explicit instruction to the general public. I love signs. I'm going to take this off in a little bit of a direct, bit of a different direction here. Because signs, look, well, you know, I lived in Japan, right?
Yes.
And I always hark back to this living in Japan because there's a lot of material there. It's a strange country.
It's burned on your psyche.
They have a sign for everything, right? So the Japanese, as a general populace, have been told what to do by the authorities, whoever that may be, for generations. This is not a new thing for them, right? Almost to the point that they actually don't know how to live life without some sort of instructional video or sign. Now, the funny thing is, when you're there, these signs, sort of as a reflection of Japan as a modern, sophisticated, cosmopolitan society, are written in two languages, Japanese, which is fine, and this other language that I have no idea what it's called, but let's call it Japlish.
Japlish?
Yes, because you read it as an English person and you think, I kind of understand what they're trying to say to me here, but I it's just weird, right? And I read something the other day about the Tokyo Olympics, and there was a representative from one of the English language schools there who had actually written to the authorities saying, I have seen the instructional signs that you are putting out for the Tokyo Olympics, presumably for all your international visitors that are going to be coming here to watch the sports. And he said, I've got to object. You need to let the English language industry in Japan do this for you. And he was saying it was completely met with absolute ambivalence and silence, basically. So the authorities in Japan have absolutely no intention of writing these signs in correct language.
In anything
English,
other
French,
than...
or whatever, right?
In anything other than Japlish.
Yes, because apparently when the Japanese look at this English as it's written there, they kind of understand what it means, even if it doesn't mean anything to an actual English person. I'm going to give you some examples here. Yeah. There's one from a brochure of a car rental firm in Tokyo. This is what it says. When passenger afoot heave in sight, tootle the horn. Trumpet him melodiously at first, but if he still obstacles your passage, then tootle him with vigour.
I've known you to be a tootler of vigour.
I know, and you know what? Why say something in three words when you can say it in 35 that don't make any sense?
I think that's a new catch cry for you when you're heading to one of your clubs for Kylie or Madonna night.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be tootling with vigour.
Well, I'll tootle them melodiously first, but you know, we'll see how it goes. And then there's another one. I don't even know what this means, but I suspect it's at the entrance to a national park where there's rock climbing or something like this, right? Please use your foot to handle the cock.
Well, you've been to a club or two that does that.
Yeah. Actually, I kind of do understand that now you put it in context. Two for you, Helen. I think this is in a hotel lobby. The lift is being fixed for the next day. During that time, we regret you will be unbearable.
This is true. Absolutely.
Yeah, see, some of these
That's the hotel I'll be staying
in. Some of these instructional signs, you know, they do make sense.
Yes.
You know? This one was outside a dentist. Teeth extracted by the latest Methodists.
Oh, so the Methodists are expanding their God-bothering into teeth extraction.
Yeah.
Excellent.
At least it's not the Catholics, because we know they can't do anything wrong. and look, it sort of comes back to... Look, it's not just the Japanese. I'm being a bit unfair there. I do remember when I was travelling around Eastern Europe, there were some pretty... There were some doozies over there as well. I remember seeing a leaflet, and I think it was for an establishment that maybe businessmen go when they're on business trips. To get a bit of sort of executive relief. And they were saying, you come to us as the quest, but you leave us as the fiend. Come see our great hall and experience our seething jacuzzi.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm just picturing a seething jacuzzi full of businessmen, and it's not pretty.
No, but you know, there's a certain onomatopoeia to that day, don't you think? There's a certain poetic...
Make a haiku?
A menu. There was a menu also in Eastern Europe that had these two statements written on the menu. One of them was, and you can order this if you want, salad, a firm's own make, limpid red beet soup. With cheesy dumplings in the form of a finger. Roasted duck let loose. Beef rashers beaten up in the country people's fashion.
Beef.
Rashers.
Beaten up.
Beaten up in the country people's fashion. But look, I don't care what I eat, as long as my meat is let loose. Before I eat it. Or while I eat it. And then
you're eating it in the seething jacuzzi.
Absolutely. And then you can wash it down with something from the wine list, right? Because the top of the wine list states this. Our wines leave you nothing to hope for. So there are signs for everything, Helen. Yeah,
there are. And obviously we're catching up. It's obviously something that the Japanese have been doing for years. So we in the Western world are catching up. and we need to be told about everything.
It's a mad, 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 mad world. Coming up, stick around. You're with the Grumpy Guys on Joy 94.9. We got Melbourne. We need to talk.